There is an ancient custom on the Camino de Santiago in Spain, the long walking pilgrimage to the tomb of St. James the Apostle. The ancient custom involves carrying a stone, a small rock. The custom is to bring a small stone from your home or your hometown or wherever you begin this long walking pilgrimage and leave this stone at the foot of the Cruz de Ferro, the Iron Cross. The stone is a symbol of prayer and presence and penance. You leave the stone at the foot of the cross. The Cruz de Ferro, a large iron cross, is a long way from the tomb of St. James, so I did not see it when I was on the Camino a few years ago. But I like the custom. One carries a stone as a symbol of prayer, presence, and penance, and then leaves it at the foot of the cross of Jesus. That is a good religious use of a stone. There are also really, really bad religious uses of stones. John the Evangelist tells us about one of them today. A group of men has found two people committing adultery, and they decide that they will punish only one of them. They will stone the woman to death. These men will use the stones of creation to kill a creature of God, fulfilling part of the law of God as they understand it. Now, their behavior is already unjust, because the sin that they wish to punish requires at least two people. They have chosen to punish only one. I wonder why. Maybe the man involved was a community leader. Maybe he was powerful. Maybe he was a rich benefactor. Maybe he was one of their friends. In any case, the woman is the only one they plan to kill with the stones. But before these men execute her with the stones, they use her to challenge Jesus. For they will never recognize her humanity and her dignity. These men who were carrying stones brought this woman who was guilty to Jesus so that he could praise them and condemn her. And Jesus exposed their self-righteousness and clothed her with mercy. Let him who is without sin cast the first stone. And the men with the stones walked away from the woman, and they walked away from Jesus. I do not know if they took their stones with them or if they left them at the feet of Jesus. In any case, they did not kill the woman. They brought her to Jesus. At least they did one good thing. They brought her to Jesus. And Jesus showed her mercy. Go and sin no more. Rise up and live again. So we seem to have choice for the stones that we carry. We can use them to carry out our own understanding of a certain part of the law of God. We can use the stones on certain people and not on others. We could use them to inflict pain in the name of righteousness. We could use the stones to tear down someone else and make ourselves feel better. We can do that. We have that power. But if we do, we will be standing against Jesus. So we have another choice for the stones we carry. We have another choice. The stones that we carry, and we all carry them, can be a symbol of our prayer, our presence, and our penance. We can bring these stones to the foot of the cross and set them down at the feet of Jesus. We are quickly making our way to Good Friday. We will come to venerate the cross of the Savior. At the foot of the cross, we will offer our reverence. At the foot of the cross, we will mourn for our sins. At the foot of the cross, we will set down the stones of violence and offer our penance, our presence, and our prayer. And now, as pilgrims on our way to an upper room, to a lonely hill, and to an empty tomb, we come to the table of the Savior to receive our food for the journey. Here, Christ the Lord shows us his mercy. He shares with us his body and his blood, and he strengthens us to rise and walk again. Amen.